Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by another one, Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. Oh, but also Man and Hour Off, Friday and Hour SmackDown, AEW, Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup that we complete, a bigger quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick, exuding huge amounts of manner today. Here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. I'm jazzed.
Manner's gone.
What?
I mean, it's NXT. NXT doesn't have manner.
I think there's one match that I'm looking at, and that it's got manner out the ass.
This is true. This is true. I know I am worried for our part-time flying colleague. Mm. Other than that, yet again, I find myself halfway excited about the recording process more so than the program we are going to preview. I've forgotten virtually everything that happened last week, but that's why you come in.
Indeed. It is burned into my memory. I will say one of the things that's going to be one of the best things on this show is something we cannot talk about. We cannot even speculate on, because I believe they're doing is it Prime Target? Is that the one that they always...
That's what they call it,
yeah. They're doing that for Mello and Trick. So it's going to look incredible.
Yeah, and they've done a mostly really, really good job of connecting the plot dots together. It's all very, you call it formulaic, like the turn happened kind of when you expected it to happen. But, you know, they've really done a good job, I think, of establishing, which is ironic considering how they came together. Hey, it's the best friend who's been here the whole time.
Of course, yeah.
Trick Williams. They've done a really good job of establishing that there's a true bond there. And they had, like, total chemistry. They were a fantastic double act, really, that complemented one another greatly. Yeah.
Just like the I remember the bit with all the jerseys that Trick hyped his man up so much for. It was class. I think that was, that might have been Sandra Liver last year, actually.
No, they've done a cracking job. And look, people take the piss out of NXT. I know you don't, Will. But people do, and they're completely justified in doing so. It doesn't really develop talent. The Performance Center at large has been a bit of a bust in terms of the money spent, athletes recruited, output. Mm. It's that ratio is kind of piss poor, frankly. If you're TKO, you are having a look at it. It was promising, and then it failed dismally. Realistically, Trick stands out as someone they've taken from scratch, who was a hype man slash manager, and his arc has been of a guy who just really kind of wants to make it. Carmelo's been defensive. Over time, that's mutated into resentment, jealousy, now hatred. They've done a cracking job of this Trick Williams arc.
Mm.
I really wish 6 months of it had been spent in there. I've ever told you about this. I think 6 months of it at least should have been spent in the LA Dojo.
You should talk about that and Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. Not 2024, but
no.
2019.
Indeed, yeah.
Was it 2020?
2020.
So, look, this will be great. They produce these things brilliantly. And speaking of things that they produce brilliantly, I'm not part of the SmackDown review, sadly. But my God, that Bron Breakker vignette.
Oh, yeah, we hyped that up on the SmackDown review.
It was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. And I'll tell you what, who had within 5 minutes of me talking about AEW, but it's a criticism this time. Why is Tony Khan allergic to vignettes? Everything else is great. This is great. This debut was great. This character arc is great. This TV show, I thought it was a great show. Why aren't vignettes great? Because vignettes are actually great.
It was just all like, if you haven't seen it, it was footage of Bron Breakker doing the stuff
wrecking dudes with that unbelievable explosiveness.
But with just lots of...
data.
Thank you, of like vertical leap or the speed he generates in the ring. I said to Amblet, I think I already said this to you in the office.
Yeah.
They might as well have said dick size 2 foot, so... It made him look like a mega star.
Like an actual athletic machine, which he is.
Yeah. And speaking of the Wolf Dogs, they're in action tonight.
Against who?
Against Alpha Academy.
And if Alpha Academy win,
then they are added to the match at Stand and Deliver, as far as I'm aware.
Where?
Sorry, it's Stand and Deliver. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Which would make it less boring than having the OC in it. So
this is true.
The OC who just lost a match on SmackDown to getting a tag ladder match thing.
Yeah. Oh, well. They found the level, and it's still learning in NXT after all these years.
Carl Anderson did look good in that match, I will say that.
He looked better than he usually does.
Bright Lights is back, baby. That's what I'd say if I was one of those Stan accounts.
Yeah. You ever thought about rebranding like that, just for the numbers?
I was asking you and yesterday about how much money you can make off interactions on Twitter, because I've seen some I don't know what a good example would be. Kazuchika Okada has fallen off since he went to AEW. Like, you just wonder, what?
You're going to get, like, retweets out the air. Yeah. People quote tweet dunking you, even though you don't believe your own bollocks.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, here's why that bad take is bad. It's like, they're the worst accounts. There are people who are otherwise incredibly witty and interesting on X/Twitter who I refuse to follow on principle because they do. Here's why that bad take is bad. Mm.
I don't know what annoys me more. Gone off on a tangent already, but
it's only NXT. Who cares?
I don't know what annoys me more. I think Stax has been delayed anyway, so filled a bit of time. I don't know what annoys me more. People who do that, and you could get the same thing of, Andrade's been better presented in WWE already than he ever was in AEW. What?
Yeah.
Or the ones that are like, well, what a promo from Punk, Rollins and McIntyre. Who's your favorite? What's that as a question?
No, you don't care about the answer. Yeah.
It's just like, oh, what match are you most looking forward to at WrestleMania?
You don't care.
What?
You don't care.
You've tweeted that. You're never going to read any of the replies. You're never going to respond to any of the replies. You're just going to get people saying pussy and bio in your replies, and that's going to be it. And you're going to make, apparently, that's why I checked in with you, and he was like, yeah, you don't really make that much money. I was like, oh, I'm not going to bother them.
Not going to bother. Because the thing is about the X/Twitter experience, and we'll only touch upon this briefly. There's a stacked show. Is it stacked, this one?
Guess what? It is.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on, wait a second. A stacked NXT.
You're joking. Not another one?
Oh, God. Because the thing about X/Twitter that is really bad, and I think all fandoms must experience this, you'll see the odd thing where I don't know the context of this, but I kind of get it, that people I follow don't just talk about wrestling all the time. And it's exactly the same thing just in every single area of, like, film Twitter, like EPL Twitter or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You can mute words, okay? You can block or mute people who you see who you can't be arsed with, or people who are toxic to you in your replies. And it's like, I've had people who are like outright just venomous, block straight away. I've had people, and maybe they listen to this podcast even, who have had the block from me because they engage with me in good faith half the time. And then it becomes a little bit clear. Oh, hang on, you're being a dick here, but you're doing it very subtly. A block.
Yeah.
Block, block, block. Oh, you've come up with a different burner account or a second block. I know who you are. Block, yeah. Block, block, yeah. Block. So you can block them. You can mute them. You can mute words. You can do all of these things to curate your own experience and don't hate watch. You can if you want, realistically, if you try hard, it's pressing some buttons, to curate and make the best out of a platform which does some good, some funny stuff, some interesting stuff. You cannot, there's no button for this poster. Let's call them, I don't know, William Jones.
Okay.
This person does not exist. But William Jones, and this applies to a lot of people on wrestling Twitter, could have some really funny jokes, some quite insightful takes, retweet another account that you might not know about, and just generally be quite good. But then they'll say, oh, well, let me tell you why this bad take is bad. Who are you talking to? Because the troll won't care, and I already know. So what are you doing? Yeah. It's performative, I'm clever, you're stupid stuff. Trying to be the voice of reason. Ugh, I hate it. But there's no option to say, only follow this person's tweets. Yeah. So you're still f***ed either way. You still get, in some way, shape, or another, even people saying, you know, we shouldn't talk about this, please, let's move on. It's still, I'll still somehow catch, even without context or without the worst offending posts, I'll still catch a bit of it, and I want none of it in my life. I wish there was an option of people should have, when they tweet, the otherwise good ones are the 50-50 good, 50-50 bad ones of, right, is this post a cool tweet dunk? No. Right, okay. It's available to X amount of followers. It's just, it'll never be friggin' perfect.
My life changed forever when, probably early
I'll
days.
I'll tell you the person I'm thinking of. Okay. See if you can guess at the end.
Okay.
At the end, after, off air.
Thank God. Okay. I was thinking...
It's more than one, but there's one in particular.
I was thinking back to... It must have been the early days of the Wednesday Night Wars or around that time. And I just decided, you know what I'm going to do in the mornings? Is I'm going to watch the wrestling shows I have to watch for my job and enjoy them. And then I'm not going to go on X.
Yeah.
Because I'd be eating my Weetabix or whatever, fuming. Why am I starting my day already like that? It's going to be like that. You know, we have to be on X or social media or whatever, and we've got the comment sections and stuff. I get wound up by people more than enough in my working day.
Yeah.
I don't need to start it before I even get
up. No, you do right. You do right.
God knows what it's going to be like for little Eric when he comes.
I'm on the edge of finding that out.
Of course, yeah.
They're getting older, mine.
Anyway, this is the thing. To circle back to this match, I'm conflicted because it is very much a trade offer.
Trade offer.
You get a more enjoyable, arguably more entertaining three-way with Wolf Dogs, OC, and Alpha Academy, if Alpha Academy win tonight. But I think the Wolf Dogs have to lose.
I don't want the Wolf Dogs to lose. It's a bit soon, but guess what? I will forget.
Yeah.
Because I forget everything about this show. And the wins and losses to me don't really matter. Did Tony D'Angelo win any singles matches before challenging for the title? Or did he just say, after losing a tag, I'm going to do it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter. Akira Tozawa, right, is one of those wrestlers. And it annoys me to no end. And again, I'll try not to do this about social media. But he'll put in a decent 5-minute performance on Raw when he's not portrayed in a really bad way.
Yes.
And people are reminded, oh no, Akira Tozawa used to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And if anything, he should be doing more performances like the ones that people single out for praise. Maybe it's worth him being at Stand and Deliver, because he's actually class and he might get the opportunity to show that he's class. So that's a potential reason why I'd want them to win. In terms of this match, so it's Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin versus Akira Tozawa and Otis, the artist formerly known as Otis.
Yeah.
Maybe he's still currently known as Otis because he's still aligned with Maxine Dupri. Anyway, the idea of Bron just exploding off those ropes as really only he can, and then budging into Otis, who just gets wobbled but doesn't really get knocked off his feet.
Ooh.
Then Breakker's like, no, let's try that again. Does it again. And then Otis can do his dancing and then knock Breakker off his feet. And then later you get one of the all-time best How have you ripped that guy in half, Spears? It's Otis. It's a barrel.
Yeah, I wouldn't be...
Low-key quite excited about this.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if he goes to do one of those brutal spears and somehow Corbin accidentally gets shoved into the way, because they're never completely on the same wavelength, are they?
And they've soft-launched Breaker. It's weird. The timing's weird. But the soft-launched Breaker on the main roster, he's all but a part of it.
I know he's on Smackers, but I'd love him to be on the Raw after WrestleMania for a minute to squash some dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just, I want to see those rope runs in real life.
Yeah.
So the Wolf Dogs sadly are not long for this world.
No. But you need to free Corbin up as well, because they're heading to France and he's
right over there. Yep.
We already know 4 stand and deliver matches, I believe, off the top of my head.
Tony D, Ilya Dragunov.
Oh my God.
Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. Mm-hmm. The tag team title match. Mm-hmm.
And?
Lia Valkyrie versus Roxanne Perez. Don't ask me how they're going to advance that tonight.
I've genuinely not bothered right
now. Oh, good.
Because it's been confirmed. Lia Valkyrie is carrying an injury. She's already beaten up Tatum Paxley. Tatum Paxley's going to be weird tonight. And...
haven't they already done a contract signing as well before the first match that Lola Vice then got involved in with a failed cash-in? I remember distinctly there was like, oh, he's got an idea.
That reminds me, we've got a game for later.
Oh!
A game and a special guest appearance.
Oh my God, you know what we failed to do? It's because...
Oh no! No! 2 weeks in a row!
There was too much mana going around. The mana made us... We couldn't think straight with all the mana that was fizzing around our bodies earlier on the Raw.
I'll be honest,
review.
I don't think people are going to remember to ask for it. But yeah, we'll do the Raw riddle, the reveal of the Raw riddle. I'm sorry, that's 3 hours. That's too
far. Yeah, it's too many.
Now
we'll have to do it now. People expect it on a Tuesday.
Well,
when else are we going to do it?
Because next Raw,
there's no review.
Yeah, there is next week. There is Tuesday. We're in.
No, we can. Nah, people expect the on a Tuesday. Come on. We can always do the retention strategy again. That's the whole point of the Raw riddle. Okay. Come on. I need the answer.
Okay. I can't believe we've done 2.
It's your job. It's your job.
I've also just gone to Google Raw riddle. I know. Where are we?
Okay.
So, Sid, I asked you just yesterday. Again, not necessarily a big priority on the podcast earlier.
Raw was eventful for once, so... That was good.
Goated.
Rather have it that way.
There's a one story hand.
Oh, so you agree it was goated for once?
No, it's always goated.
Okay. Okay.
There's a one story house in which everything is yellow.
Ah, one story.
Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What colour are the stairs?
Right, wait there. It's not very good audio, this, because I'm going to be in deep concentration.
And you got to... Oh, I'll try and help you with the jokes later as well, because you've got no pamphlet to help you.
Oh, God, I... Deep... Silent contemplation. A one-story house, that seems like a significant clue. Everything is yellow. What color are the stairs? If it's yellow, I'm going to leap across, strangle you, and smash the back of your head repeatedly against the wall.
Okay.
So it's not yellow.
No.
Stairs, everything is yellow.
There is a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
I'm going to say brown with mud being a part of it. I don't know why.
No, dear, that's wrong. Yeah.
This is a really hard riddle.
There aren't any. It's a one-story house. And that's the beauty of the riddle. The riddler has got you.
I've been riddled.
You've been riddled, good sir.
I'm an idiot.
But don't worry. Got a game for you later. And of course, we'll try and get the jokes that Stax is hopefully going to drop on us in a short while. So 4 big matches already for standard level. But what if, Michael Sidgwick, we add another title match?
You're joking. Not another one?
Because... Tonight, Duke Bloody Hudson is in action against Josh Briggs, and Ava, she hasn't got a surname, she's the Rock's daughter and the general manager of NXT, has said, if Hudson wins, he's in the North American title picture, and you did a bit of working out of this the other
week. Yeah, did a little bit of extrapolation.
Yes. And we're getting good. You meet Madden.
Well, we are. Look at it. Look at it. Who's in the picture? Uber Femi's in the picture. Yeah. Josh Briggs is in the picture. Yeah. Dijek is in the picture. And now Duke Bloody Hudson's in the picture. So you at least got a filet four-way.
There's another very, very big lad who's got a manager on this show whose card is free right now for...
And that man's name is Von Wagner.
More on him in a bit, by the way.
Okay. Get the button ready, then.
I will do.
You got another button first, though.
Yeah. Do you think he beats Briggs and does the whole Brooks, Jensen, Fallon, Henley thing get factored in here? Because if you remember last week, you will not have forgotten this.
I remember now.
Brooks Jensen says, I don't know what I want, but it sure as hell is not in this parking lot. Michael Sidgwick, who else was stood in that parking lot?
Someone he doesn't want.
Fallon Henley. It's right in front of you, mate.
Maybe it was in the parking lot all along. Look, I know it's an alien concept to the WWE leaning fan, but NXT and, you know, in recent months, WWE, they've just grasped continuity.
Yeah.
It's no longer run by a 70-odd-year-old, alleged abuser with brain rot.
Yes.
Like, things get remembered now. I know it's new, but, you know, I just don't necessarily think they're going to have full sex.
Okay. But regards Briggs versus Hudson, how you got this going?
Duke Hudson's going to win.
Yes!
Otherwise, it'd be the worst story ever. Not well, that's hyperbole. if you win this match, you get added to the North American title picture. Oh, you lost. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Wrestling just signposts everything, doesn't it? It's almost like, watch it for 1 week and then go, right, you kind of signposted everything that's going to happen the next week. So miss that week and then start it again. That's what I would do if I had a choice.
Also advertised for tonight's show is a Sean Spears match.
No! 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 No!
I did not press that button because he's in action against one of our favourites, Dijak.
Interesting.
And we're also going to hear from Ridge Holland tonight.
I think they're going to pull the old Tony Khan. Do you know what I mean by that? Tony Khan has had this. He hasn't done it in a while, but I can't remember a specific example, and I am beating myself up because I'm usually quite good with plucking one from the recesses of my mind where it's like, we'll hear from FTR, for example, and then FTR interfere in a match.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then come out then. And it's like, well, where else on the show were you going to be? Except I've been told you were going to be here, so that's no surprise. So that's an old, hopefully abandoned Tony Khan quirk. It's fine. What if we hear from Ridge Holland, but it's basically Ridge Holland is going to cost Sean Spears the match by hitting him in the back with a chair when the referee has been bumped, and then Sean Spears is going to go, that's what I wanted all along.
I was right along that path with you right there, right until you got to that fork in the road. I think Rich Holland's going to help Sean Spears. I'm going to do what everyone wants. I'm just going to give in to it.
But wouldn't he be helping Sean Spears by hurting him?
Absolutely. He gets some sort of sexual gratification from that, without question. Or the alternative...
without question.
The alternative is, of course, because let's not forget last week when Sean Spears was like, yes, that's it. When watching Dijak having a row with Briggs and Oba Femi. Who slid into view at the end of that?
Joe Gacy.
Yes. So.
So what?
I don't know. I want some weird Joe Gacy match at Stand and Deliver, if I'm going to be in attendance.
He's not small.
He could
be in Meat Madness.
Dijak. Spears could be in Meat Madness.
No, he's not meaty.
I know, but he could just bring a chair.
What's that got to do with meat? It's the big lads. I just want to see loads of big lads in one match. I was promised it, then denied it.
Rich Holland's a big lad.
Maybe he could be his manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has to tell me you need to unleash it. Mm-hmm. So how's this finish?
What match is it again?
Sean Spears versus Dijak.
No
match. No finish.
Not Ridge Holland. Well, you think they're going to team up. I think they're going to feud. And I think...
So either way ends in a DQ.
Yeah. Either way, either way, it doesn't matter.
Deal. Just shook hands. Deal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sige, what's next for Ms. NXT in training? Is my next note.
Oh, God. We've blown our beans already with our ideas for the makeover and everything.
Mm. She's got a sash now.
She's got a sash.
Encore une fois. So.
That is a deep cut. Mm. Deep house. Oh. I don't even know if it is, but yeah, whatever. Is it trance? I think it's more of a like a.
A bit more about. Pop. Oh, Adelante. Remember that Ecuador? What a back catalog.
Like a poppy trance number was Encore une fois.
Yeah.
Encore une fois!
Genres according to Wikipedia: dance pop, euro dance, trance.
Trance. Yep, I know my stuff. Yeah. So there's obviously going to be some reticence on the part of Gigi Dolin, who does not want to, you know, be like everybody else. You know. Uh-huh. So. It's going to be with some urging on the part of Ariana
Grace.
That is there going to be an evening gown or a dye job?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, we talked about a dyeing hair previously.
Like blonde is the typical color.
Mm-hmm.
What the do you want us to say? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't. Oof.
Do you want a game?
Yeah, another game.
Yeah. Hang on.
By the way, probably a blonde hair or something.
I think she's going to be taught to walk with a book on her head. You know, like they have to...
Yeah, for balance.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
What book?
What's like a real... The anarchist cookbook. Or what's the really...
Oh, because she's like edgy and alternative and... What kind of book would Gigi Dolin read? The character, not the performer.
Yes.
The character of Gigi Dolin would probably read... it's like a transgressive or infamous bit of literature. Maybe something like Catcher in the Rye.
Mm.
Something along those lines.
Good name for a finisher, that as well. The Catcher in the Rye. I don't know. Anyway.
It's time to play the game!
I'll be honest, whilst you were talking about...
drifted off.
I didn't drift off. I was doing very important research instead. Right. I was looking up Encore une fois by Sash.
Yep.
Which only reached number 2 in the UK charts on the 23rd of February 1997. And I ask you, what song or which band took the number 1 spot away from them?
Date again?
It says 23rd of February to the 1st of March 1997.
Right, well,
I'm just give you the rest of the top 10. If that helps.
Yeah, I do know that. I think Be Here Now was in the summer, because I was on my summer holidays when I first heard Stand By Me and thought, this is a bit rubbish.
What a... Sorry, I was looking at this top 10. Music was better back then. 911, The Day We Find Love. Remember Me by Blue Boy. What a banger that was.
I don't think I've ever heard it in my life.
Oh, I'll play it afterwards.
Okay.
Swallowed by Bush.
First gig I ever went to
mm-hmm.
was Bush.
Enjoy Bush?
It was just a gig at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And there was very few gigs at Newcastle when I was becoming like an alternative music
guy.
So
would you say now you're a Bush guy or not a Bush guy?
I'm a Bush guy.
Okay, fair enough. Warren G.
Actually, I'm not a Bush guy.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, we can all, you know, like things when we're younger and go off them when we get older.
And more of a...
Warren G, I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah.
En Vogue, Don't Let Go.
I don't know if I've ever heard these songs. Oh, you've
definitely... I'll play that one. Alone by
Keep the tab open then.
Mm, Alone by the Bee Gees.
What?
Mm.
Year is it?
No Mercy, Where Do You Go?
Is that Where Do You Go?
My lovely... Where do you go? Where do you go? Oh.
Is that pop in my head because you sing it a lot?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I listened to that recently. Eric loves when I sing that one.
All right, okay.
Source featuring Candy Stan, You've Got the Love.
Okay. I love that.
Number two, Encore and Foire, Sash. New entry.
At number one.
Number one.
With a goddamn bullet.
I'll give you a clue. It is an American band with a singer who went off and had a very, very successful solo career, despite being very successful with this band.
Genre?
Genres. Ska punk, ska, pop rock, new wave, alt rock, pop punk, reggae. Years active. 1986 to 2004, 2008 to 2015. And they've just, apparently, started doing stuff again. Four people in the band. And I can tell you, the lead singer...
Is no doubt.
Correct. What song?
Don't Speak.
Bingo!
The Scar. I knew it from The Scar.
Great work. I'll play some of these songs when we finish. Oh, we're going to have a rave in the What Culture Office.
Oh, God, I'm going to go home.
Moving on, we have a debut match tonight for one Jasmine Nix. Taking on Thea Hale, who obviously wants to get revenge.
On her and JC Jane. Are they going to add Thea Hale versus JC Jane to stand deliver all your...
I'm hoping so.
You need a Chase Youth thing.
With Riley Osborne in a shark cage. The thing.
Yeah.
Because I know Riley Osborne, shoot, has a relationship, but that's... It's a different world, NXT.
I think they were in the relationship before they did the storyline.
Oh, okay, fair enough then. Carry on.
It's just weird, like... I've expressed my dismay at this last week. The idea being, right, well, sorry, I wasn't myself on the day. I got some really bad advice, and I was being nasty, but I didn't mean it. And then he was like, oh, no, I'm taking it. I understand. That's fine. Well, we clearly, you know, wanted a book once upon a time. Mm-hmm. We wanted to book each other daft. Let's be friends. Okay. What? So, it's her who suggested we can just be friends.
No,
it was her, I think.
Do you think Riley Osborne is factored in here?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Thea Hale, she's still holding the candle for him. She just doesn't want to admit it. And she's trying to slow play it until the pay-per-view that in a week and a bit's time. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to do him well. The old Thea Hale's back bitch, in her own words. And she's got the match won. She turns to the Chase U section and she realizes JC Jane's still sat there with Riley Osborne and he's not paying her any attention because JC Jane's trying to
swoop in.
Mm.
You know,
JC Jane is being really Thea Hale. You know how she was like, I wasn't myself. What if JC Jane's trying to be Thea Hale? So she's being all like hyper and giddy and stuff. It's like, Riley, you're falling for the wrong person. That's not who she is. Love these stories. This is why I watch wrestling.
I do like it, will they, won't they?
Oh.
I do like in general, not in wrestling, just in general
I always
stuff.
Remember your missus.
Oh, my God, I know.
Sat down with her to watch The American Office.
It's just well said. Well, Jim and Pam, you know, one of the best written, up until season four, in my opinion, the best ever, will they, won't they?
Oh, fantastic.
And then as one of the reasons why they, won't they, is because Jim meets, what's her name? Karen.
Yes.
And my wife just goes, pick her, she's hotter. It was like, well, on one level, it's good that superficial things matter to you.
Yes.
Because that makes me feel good about myself. Yeah, I think we might have spent longer manifesting people to have full sex on NXT than the USA Network Black and Gold era lasted.
You might be right.
I think, honestly, it was just so often, like, when are you going to have sex? Has anyone had full sex on this show? I think the closest we've come is when it was so horny. Like, there's cum coming out of your TV screen. It was so
all
horny.
Over the logo.
Yeah. It was when Duke Hudson and Persia Perotta,
yes,
when he got her by the waist and grabbed him, grinding on his dick, and she went, and then they started getting off with each other.
I mean, we have had full sex on this program, because didn't Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis have...
The condoms!
Yeah.
But was that pre... come. Was that, no, was that pre 2.0?
Was that black and gold?
Because if you recall, there was some wacky stuff going on towards the end of Triple H's tenure.
When he thought, actually, this show might be savable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Because I ask this, no. What happened on the, was it the first ever episode of NXT 2.0 when they had the wedding?
Maybe.
It was in and around that time. And obviously, after the wedding comes the honeymoon, and then... You had those, like, you had, what, about 50 condoms?
Something like that.
It's like, that's excessive. Or is it?
September 2021 is what I'm reading here.
That's pretty much, it was in and around the same time.
Okay, let's try NXT 2.0 debut. September 2021.
So it's just before?
No, it was that show.
Oh, yeah, it was that show, yeah. And then, so after, they set the stall out early with all the sex stuff. And then he had that rule of condoms because Johnny Gargano.
This one, I thought this show is going so much better now.
Yeah, me too at the time. Because Johnny Gargano was hiding because he was trying to prevent them from having sex on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And then, like, Indy Hartwell, I think, fell asleep through all of the hot sex.
I think so, yeah.
She was exhausted. She was literally bonked senseless. And so Gargano peeks through the closet that he's walked into.
Mm-hmm.
And then, with that stare, presumably for comic effect, I didn't really laugh. Dexter got a roll of Johnny's out. And there was like an excessive amount of Johnny's.
Yeah.
Like, even for a honeymoon, I'm thinking, well, how long's this honeymoon?
Yeah.
Like, how many Johnny's do you need?
Wait, was that right date wise? Was the honeymoon on 4/20?
Yeah, still ready.
That can't be right. Anyway, who have you got? Thea Hale or Jasmine Hicks?
Thea Hale.
I hope so, yeah. Right, let's...
Otherwise, she's made quite the mistake from splitting from JC Jane, who was nudging her career in the right direction.
I do hope it's a means to an end for a match at Santa Liberty.
Yeah, same.
Because, Chase, you've got a decent track record of that event. Oh. Rightly. Right, let's move on to our regular segment.
Hey, Dijak! Take those stupid sunglasses off. We're inside.
Wagner Watch.
Come Tuesday.
So how will Von Wagner make things right for... oh, God, his manager, his name's completely gone.
It's Robert Stone.
That's what he promised last week as his manager stormed off. He said, I'm going to make things right. So is that winning the North American title? Or is it just getting... revenge on Lexus King by booking a tables match for Sunday Deliver.
That's the way to do it. He needs to go to the offices of Ava. She hasn't got a surname. Right. She's a rock's daughter and the general manager of NXT. And demand a tables match so he can table the ass of Lexus King.
Which I think he's already done. But even so.
It'll count now.
An official one, yeah. Right. One final thing before we get to the biggest match, not just on the show, but of the week, if not the year. And it requires me to press this button, Michael Sidgwick.
It's time to play the game!
Time to play the game! Ha 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 ha! Who's going to answer Lola Vice's open challenge?
Yeah.
mean, probably going to be Lyra Valkyria to prove that she's back 100%.
Yeah.
But if not, I have the NXT roster page open in front of me. Tell me to stop.
Stop.
Looking forward to that tomorrow.
Oh, God, I'm not. Stop.
You have two options.
One.
JC Jane.
Twist, pro evil rules. There's okay. Two heels there. That won't work. Rarely does. Stop.
Ooh. You're going to have six. You have five options.
Bloody hell, there's a lot of women in NXT.
Yeah.
Three.
I think Kelly Kincaid's a backstage interviewer.
So. Two.
Kalani Jordan. That actually might be the right answer.
Okay, we'll go with that. I'll stick.
If you'd have said six, you'd have said Lola Vice. Answering her own challenge? What?
Okay, on herself.
Finally, I need to get serious now because we've had a lot of fun today. But we have a big, big show coming up in, I believe, if my maths is correct, just over
90s.
And it's the world title.
Oh.
The big gold, the thing that everyone is there fighting for, the NXT Championship. And supposedly, mm-hmm. Ilya Dragunov is going to defend that against Tony D'Angelo. But the question on my lips for usage is Ilya even going to make it to Stand and Deliver?
Because is that one of your bullet points?
You're goddamn right it is. Because tonight he faces the underboss. Dex!
That's rubbish.
We've been watching the workout videos, haven't we? Oh, religiously.
Stax is jacked.
Yeah.
He's really trying to put on that mass. Possibly because, well, what's the strategy with Ilya? Because he's kind of indestructible and invincible. I know we take the piss on this show. They've done quite a good job of whoever dethrones Ilya Dragunov when it happens. It's going to kind of feel like a big deal. It's like the guy cannot be beat. He just will not ever give up. He's on you like a rash.
Mm.
He'll kick your ass to kingdom come.
Mm.
You just can't do anything against him because he can. Like I like Stax.
Me too.
But he can bulk up all he wants. It doesn't really matter. Like Stax has worked big guys, beaten them, survived them.
You probably don't need physicality to beat Ilya Dragunov. You just need strategy.
Yeah, you probably need to have it up here. Mm. Probably need to have it up here. Look, if I'm. He's due. Wish I hadn't waited.
Sami Zayn lost on Raw, by the way, so not like he's going to beat Gunther at WrestleMania. And then, I mean, who could possibly beat
Gunther? Yeah, the Dragunov. Stax isn't very good still.
Disagree.
So,
yeah. In case he's.
Yeah, he's not very good. So, but.
Not very good, he's great.
Yeah, the good news for Stax is Ilya Dragunov is incapable of. He's like the Young Bucks, but a singles guy. Doesn't really work good matches. He also has these really good to great matches. And against.
He's the Darby Allin.
He's the Darby Allin of NXT. That's a great take. He just, against quite green performers as well. Like, he did his best. Trick Williams did his best work with Ilya. Stax isn't as good as Trick, and he's still very green. Promising, but green.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But yeah, Ilya should be a hell of a contest.
Do you think this is going to be one of those ones where, I mean, I think Stax is going to beat him and probably be added to the title match. But. If not that, do you think it's going to be one of those ones where Stax does well, Ilya wins, but then that wasn't Tony's plan anyway. It wasn't about winning the match. It was about targeting him and the new addition, or even Rizzo and the new addition, the Riz, injure Ilya Dragunov in advance of the big, big pape.
Yeah. I mean, they've tried to get in his head, but he's got a formidable mind, so he's not really bothered about the death threats or the murder attempts. Maybe they have to try and really lay the boots in. I don't know.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to kick his ass, and Tony's going to stand over him holding the NXT title, which is 2 weeks before the pay-per-view, which means he could still technically win it.
Yes. If he stands tall next week, you're in trouble.
I'm in real trouble, but I'm very excited. I'm thinking Stax wins here, but I can see, you know, it's kind of a 50-50. It could go either way. I just love that workout video where he's got the, I don't even know what you call it. He's doing not chin-ups, but he's doing the things with your arms, and he's got those weights around his
people don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Dips. That's what it's called.
All right, I don't know.
And he just says Med Dragon my ass. And I was like, oh my.
Do you think he's going to be scared? I don't know, he doesn't see Med.
Well, I suppose we'll find out soon enough.
Hamlet! Hamlet's not feeling his best, no. So he's just... I think it's like an abundance of caution, he's just not coming
in. Yeah, he said he didn't want to get you ill before your big match, I think. Oh, that's good of him! How's it going anyway, guy? You looking forward to the big match tonight? Sage, how do you reckon I'm going to do?
The thing is, Starks, nothing personal, but Ilya Dragunov just doesn't lose, does he?
Good point, but, you know, we're looking at a big picture here. All about Tony lifting the gold at the end of the day, so, stay tuned, that's all I'm going to say. But if you need an inspiration to be champions, I got a team for you, Siggy. Mm-hmm. Chesterfield FC, the Spireites, are the National League champions. Wow, I can't believe you've said that, Stax. They're my team. I know, Willie. I goddamn love them. They're Will Grigg. He's on fire. Well, technically, he's out for the rest of the season now. But that don't matter, because you got Joe Quigley. You got Armando Dabra. You got Jamie Grimes. What a captain. What a leader. You're right, he did score twice, of course, against...
He led by example.
He did, yeah. So I've been really enjoying that. I suddenly got into this... Soccer, but we don't call it soccer, do we, guys? What do we call it?
We call it football.
Football, but not with the pads.
No, different
no
football.
No pads here.
Because we actually connect feet to balls more often.
Indeed. So, nevertheless, Sage, I got into this, but I ain't too sure about it. What's the deal with soccer?
Well, the deal with soccer, Stacks, is they call it the beautiful game, and that is because it's possibly the most aesthetically pleasing sport, because you can pass... In a lot of team sports, like a puck between sticks, an egg between hands. And there's obviously technique behind these things, but you're not going to get like a through ball in the rush of someone just rampaging on goal. A try is one thing. You basically, it's just running it into an area. There's something about, well, the aim of the game, before we get to the name of the game, Starks, is to pass it between your teammates. You try and pass through the press because the opposition, when they're off the ball, is trying to get the ball off you. You pass it between your players through the opposition. Hopefully you don't get offside.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later. I always need like a very... I need to Google offside. I know it, but it's hard to articulate. And then the idea is to score a goal, and then whoever ends up with the most goals... wins.
But you can't draw, right? You don't normally have that in US sports.
It draws quite often. It's the best game in the world. Yeah. Scoring a goal with a net in. There's nothing like it, Starks, ever.
I think,
it's better than pussy.
I think if I could do anything, like you say, score a 180 in dart, score a try in the Six Nations... Just score a goal in a competitive match with the crowds.
Yeah.
I'd always pick that. I scored at Hillsborough on like a, you know, when they rent the pitch.
Yeah.
I got flagged offside and I nearly got sent off because I went mad. Oh, I probably was about 3 yards offside, to be fair. Good for you, Willie. But, you know, I've been getting into this cycle. Paul Cook is a genius. The Spireites are the best. And I'm so goddamn happy. 6 years in the doldrums, but now they're back, and they're going to be on whatever goddamn FIFA's called nowadays.
FC 25 it'll be.
Indeed. Shout out to Lee Pickering from Lean Gate Valves as well. Those guys were sponsored yesterday. They got their name on the jersey. Anyway, Sidge, thank you for explaining soccer to me, because I'll be honest, until Chesterfield FC, CFC till I die, came along... I didn't usually watch soccer. You know, at the end of the day, if I wanted to watch somebody struggle to score for 90 minutes, I'd just go with my friends to the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Say again?
If I wanted to watch somebody struggle to score for 90 minutes, I'd just go with my friends.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway, three jokes, three questions for you, Sidge.
Okay.
And Willie, of course, but mainly Sidge. I like asking. You know, Willie, you can help. Okay, thanks. Sidge, why did the Shakira... marry a soccer player. Shakira.
Ah, because he piqued her interest.
Oh, that's great. good. Not right, though. Why did Shakira...
Because she married Gerard Piqué.
Indeed, yeah. And then he fumbled that ball so
bad. Oh, God.
What was he playing at? Why did Shakira marry a soccer player? For his stamina, waka, oh, that's kind of a visual thing you did there. Zach. It's a shame we weren't recording.
For sexual stamina.
I think that's... that's what I'm implying there.
Yeah, so he lasts a long time in bed. We're able to withstand the pleasure.
Mm. So, what did the naughty football commentator get for Christmas?
The naughty football commentator. So, right. So, it's got to be a put on a commentator's name because, really, you could say, like, a player. So
John Motson?
Mott.
Yeah.
Glick Mott. John Motson.
Clive Tilsley.
Ali McCoist.
Sam Matterface, one of the worst.
Yeah. Lee Dixon. Danny Murphy. They're all so bad.
Jermaine Genius.
What are worse, football commentators or WWE commentators?
I think my bar for football commentators is a great deal higher. When you've got the likes of Tilsley and Drury, do you know who Peter Drury is? It's just hit me. Peter Drury is the Mauro Ranallo of football commentators.
Yeah.
I like him in short bursts.
Yes.
I can't have him commentating week to week on.
No.
Wolves versus Burnley. I don't need the...
Yeah. Stacks, I don't know, man.
What did the naughty football commentator get for Christmas? Goal! Let's get that one. That's good.
Why? I don't get it.
The commentators normally shout goal. But bad...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I probably can tell James that one.
We can tell all kids all the jokes I tell. Just like this last one. What can you say during sex? And also during a soccer match.
What can you say during sex and also during...
What about some like switching ends or something?
Let's pretend that... Or anything like that.
That's why I don't normally help.
Yeah, you're not very valuable or much of a help. What can you say? It's a screamer.
Oh, yeah.
Sex. I'm gonna. Harder. Faster, because you want your team to, like, if you're like 1-1 and then you're at home.
Yeah.
And like the whole men's trying to suck you towards the goal.
Yeah, trying to suck it in sometimes.
I'm going to go with faster, faster.
Good, Siege!
Even though it's not the way.
It's not right. What can you say during sex and also during a soccer match? Oh, look at that! He pulled it out at the last moment. What a goddamn save. See you later, guys!
Bye, Stacks.
I do hope he's here tomorrow. Yeah, I hope he's tonight.
I might not be in any condition to fly.
Have to wait and see. But let us know your thoughts ahead of his big match with the Dragunov and everything we've discussed, including Sash, on X at What Culture WWE. Watch, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sid, of course, reviewed Monday Night Raw a little bit earlier on today. Do go and check that out. And we'll be great manner. And we'll be back tomorrow to review NXT. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick, to Stacks. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.